Many people get a lot of information about various professions from watching television and the movies. That's a big concern for nurses, who mostly don't like how they're portrayed by Hollywood. Nikki Rawley, a nurse at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, recalls taking her niece to a movie in which one of the characters was a nurse.
In the movie, the little girl is dying. It's a very sad situation. The nurse comes in, and she says to the family quite abruptly, "You all need to go home. Visiting hours are over." And she walks right out of the room. And I was thinking to myself, gosh, does my niece think this is what really happens? All nurses are like this, or this is how we react towards patients? And it just made me really sad, and it more embarrassed me in front of my niece.
A lot of the nurse portrayals on television are not much better, according to Rawley's coworker at the hospital, Nisa Ernest.
There are 2.9 million nurses in the United States. There are 790,000 physicians. And yet, when you watch the TV programs, you see the physicians doing all of the work that nurses normally do. Nurses are the ones that are doing the EKGs. Nurses are the people that are taking the patients back and forth to the test, making sure that procedures are administered properly. I don't see that on television.
A group of nursing students founded The Truth About Nursing 9 years ago to encourage the media to present a more realistic portrayal of their profession. This year, the group released its Decade Awards, a list of the best and worst media portrayals of nursing since 2000. Co-founder and executive director of The Truth About Nursing, Sandy Summers, says NBC's new hospital drama, Mercy, comes in at the top of the list.
That's an excellent show for nursing. They're at the center of care, fearsome advocates for their patients. They're tenacious, and they go the extra mile to make sure that they get what they need to stay alive or to die a peaceful death.
Colleen McGinnis is a story editor for the series. She says the writers make sure the characters on the show have real lives.
You know, we've had nurses talk to us about how they have to have these really extreme, difficult cases, you know, patients who die, just seeing awful things all day, but then they have to be able to sort of put it aside and go on with their life. And it's something that we've tried to incorporate into the show. The other thing we've tried to do, of course, is to have, you know, a number of consultants both on the set, in the writer's room, doctors and nurses who can give us real stories and tell us exactly what would happen so that we can be as realistic as possible.
Showtime's Nurse Jackie is another TV drama that presents an accurate image of nurses.
Well, she's deaf, so I think she does need her hand. It cost per finger breakdown. Okay, you know what? Can I talk to your supervisor, please?
Nurse Jackie is an excellent nurse, and even though she has some personal flaws, the drug addiction, you know, there are drug addict nurses, which is something that we have to face and do something about. So we can't say it's not reality, but of course not all nurses are drug addicts. There was not so much emphasis on her drug addiction and more on the life-saving skills that she has and her interventions. She is a fearsome advocate for patients and protects them, and she does everything she can to get them the best care, and no matter who she has to take on.
Richie Jackson is the show's executive producer. He says he's happy The Truth About Nursing recognized The Truth About Nurse Jackie.
Our goal was to be as authentic as possible when we portrayed nurses. We started with the idea that the show should be about nurses, that nurses would not be the supporting players to the doctors. What we're trying to portray is how Jackie and the other nurses, they're ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances. And it's hard to imagine having a job where every day is life or death.
Some of the most popular hospital dramas, ABC's Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice, and Fox's House, made the worst of the decade list. Sandy Summers says the problem is that the basic concept of those shows is backwards.
They set it up where there would be 10 physician characters about and zero nurse characters. But if you're going to portray a hospital and the healthcare that goes on in it, you can't possibly tell the whole story of what happens to patients if you do not include nurses delivering nursing care.
And when that care is shown, Summers says, it often does not reflect the education and specialization of today's nurses. She says, unless that changes, nursing will not be able to attract students who want to make it their career. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.